Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Mesabi Range College Theater in Virginia, Minnesota, and I'm joined on stage now by a junior at Virginia High School and an all-around talented guy, Tucker Nelson. Now, this is the part of the show where we always bring out somebody who knows something about history to the show, and I'm not going to lie, usually when we bring someone up to talk about the history of a town, they've lived through a good deal of that history themselves. But Tucker here, you're a junior in high school, and you've done a lot of work, a lot more than most folks have done, on studying where you're from and what went on here in the past. What has always interested you about history?
Well, I've always liked history, and I like hearing the stories. My family is from the Iron Range, and I love architecture, and so I like the architecture and the places that make the Iron Range special.
Now, of course, you had your moment of fame here a little while ago. You were one of the people who discovered the time capsule at the Virginia Public Library.
Right. Well, last year I wrote a book about the history of the Virginia Public Library for their centennial. The current library building opened in 1913. And during the process of researching this book, I came across a few old newspaper articles that talked about the laying of the cornerstone in the library during the summer of 1912. And there was a box that was placed inside the cornerstone that had some pictures and some stamps and coins and a few booklets about the city of Virginia for people in the future to enjoy. So with the cooperation of the city of Virginia, we were able to extract the time capsule, and the WDIO news crew from Duluth even came up and did a little story on that.
Were there any, I was real curious now, what was in the capsule, and did they have any prophetic messages for us here in the future?
No.
No.
The items weren't really a surprise. The newspaper articles told us what was in there. But the photographs were probably the most interesting. There was a photograph of the library board standing on the steps of the old library, which was funded by Andrew Carnegie. And that library became too small, and I had wrote about those people, but I couldn't put a face to the name, so that was probably my favorite item, was seeing that photograph.
Too bad they couldn't have said, you know, be careful where you put Highway 53. That would have been nice. All right. Why do you think Range history matters so much to this generation? What do you think matters about the past and what we learn from it?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things about history is that it's interesting. Even if you don't actually apply anything from the past to your life, it's still fun to learn about. And it kind of makes you appreciate where you're going. A lot of people don't quite appreciate that their parents and grandparents didn't always have their faces buried in their cell phone or on their computer. And it helps us kind of appreciate where we are now and where we're going. And hopefully the young people on the Iron Range can help preserve the stories and the places and the buildings that we have on the Iron Range before they're gone.
Tucker Nelson, everyone. Tucker's also in our Great Northern Radio Players tonight, so you'll be hearing more from him.